We have a special guest with us here in Studio B this morning. Chris Gruitz, the Executive Director of Interlochen Presents, is here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm very well, and I know you are well today because you have exciting stuff to give to all of us in terms of letting us know what is coming up in the concert season.
I do. It's crazy to think that the summer festival is winding down. We have one concert left on August 20th. But we are kicking off today the performing arts series that runs from the fall through the winter and into the spring during the academy year here at Interlochen. So we're really excited to announce a lot of different concerts that we have going on, kicking things off in October. On October 3rd, our first artist joining us is going to be Loudon Wainwright, coming to Interlochen for really the second time, but he hasn't been here in some time, but he's going to be doing a masterclass with our singer-songwriter students and a performance in Corson Auditorium. October really is kind of full on with a lot of different performances. Of course, we have the Academy Collage, which usually sells very well, so we try to encourage people to get tickets as soon as possible for that one. The Aquila Theater Company is coming to do a new production of Wuthering Heights, and they're a really interesting theater company. They focus on the classics and adapting classical theater for the modern audience. They were started in London, and they're based in New York now, so they're basically coming to Interlochen with a new production of Wuthering Heights, which is going to be really interesting.
Now, Wuthering Heights on stage, I mean, that's a very complicated and interesting show. How does that work,
well,
do you think?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Do they have their own? This company now is known for being really innovative. So
yes.
Do they have their own kind of way of staging things that is particularly interesting? Or?
They do. I think they're known for really innovative staging, really innovative set design, and this is a brand new production that they've put together. So basically all of the feedback about them, you know, whether you're reading something in the New York Times or the New Yorker, most of the feedback and the critical acclaim for them is really, really positive. And so I think you're going to see a really innovative take on a classic play like Wuthering Heights.
Cool. And it's a couple weeks before Halloween.
It is,
right? It's a
very
creepy play, so that works in really well. And they had a really interesting idea about what makes classic.
They do. It's kind of, and you can apply this to so many art forms. It's really any work or piece of repertoire that has survived beyond the original time it was conceived for or the original audience it was conceived for. So Wuthering Heights by Bronte is a classic because it's lasted so long beyond that time period. And it's going to be a very interesting production, I think.
Great. So again, that applies to music.
That's true.
Well.
It really does. So we've got Wuthering Heights, we've got Loudon Wainwright, we have Collage. We also have a new debut by Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Ailey 2. Their program is coming here in October. It's a modern dance ensemble from New York City, one of the finest in the United States. And they're bringing a bunch of their younger dancers here to do a program, a variety of works of modern dance in Corson Auditorium. So it's the first time they're at Interlochen, actually.
Oh, that's really cool. And they are, yes, a critically very beloved group known for having the best dancers that you can get your mitts on. Hey, guess, you know who was with Alvin Ailey for a very brief time in the 70s?
Who's that?
Madonna.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, Madonna had a short stint
really?
As an Alvin Ailey dancer.
Well, there you go. Ailey, the Michigan connection. Madonna's from Michigan as well. So
there it is.
It's true.
Now, Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah.
Let's talk about him. He's famous for lots of things.
Lots of things, including being a regular on MASH.
Yay.
When it was on TV. He's really a seminal folk singer from the American canon of folk artists from the 60s and 70s. He's the father of Rufus Wainwright and Martha Wainwright, both really fantastic artists in and of themselves. Rufus is an alumni from Interlochen Summer Camp, I believe.
Is he really?
He is.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, and Rufus has been here in the past at Kresge, but Loudon, he's been here before, but he hasn't been here during the Performing Arts Series. And so he's going to be coming to Corson. It's a one-man show. It's going to be really phenomenal. He's working on a new Broadway production right now. He has a recent album that came out. He's probably got over a dozen albums out. He's won a Grammy Award. He's just one of the great voices in American folk music. And I think having him here in Corson for this kind of intimate evening and then having him work with our singer-songwriter students is a great opportunity for Interlochen.
Let's hear a little bit from Loudon Wainwright right now. This is the swimming song from an album called Attempted Mustache, which is great.
This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned.
was Loudon Wainwright performing the Swimming Song from his album Attempted Mustache. Father of Rufus and Martha Wainwright, and he will be performing here. When again, Chris Gruitz?
He's going to be performing on October 3rd here at Corson Auditorium.
Excellent. Now, we've talked about music and we've talked about some theater, but that's not all that we're doing this season.
It's not, and it's always the great challenge here at Interlochen in that we have so many disciplines happening, you know, writing, film, visual arts, dance, theater, music. It's kind of overwhelming sometimes how much is happening. But a really interesting thing we're doing this year is we've always had guest authors and guest writers come to speak at Interlochen, and we're profiling and kicking off a series this fall winter, starting with Terrence Hayes, who is an American poet. He's coming on Thursday, October 30th. He will be at the Writing House, which if you haven't been to the Writing House on the Interlochen campus, it's one of the more special venues that we have. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. Terrence Hayes is really a very compelling voice in American poetry. He has about 5 books of poetry out. He won the 2010 National Book Award in poetry. So he's a very, very high profile poet, really contemporary, talking about a lot of contemporary issues in American society, and somebody who just will be a very fascinating writer to listen to. He'll be doing a poetry reading and book signing at the Writing House in October. So that's going to be the first. We have a few more coming throughout the year that we'll be profiling, but just wanted to let people know about this new kind of writing series that we're focused on.
Oh, that's great. So a very interesting and fulfilling fall with all kinds of neat stuff coming up. Give us a quick hint, even though it's far, far away, far away. But right. What are we doing for the holidays this year? What kinds of things do we have coming up?
There's a lot of things coming up. We're talking about really the holidays at Interlochen, and we have three kind of distinct things in December. We're starting with the Nebraska Theater Caravan, a great theater company from Omaha, coming up with their production of A Christmas Carol. That's going to be really great, really family friendly. All of our performances in December are going to be family friendly, so everybody can, you know, and most usually are, but really bring the whole family to Christmas Carol. That's going to be great. That's on the 3rd of December, Tuesday. We're then going to be seeing a big production by the Interlochen Dance Company of Sleeping Beauty, Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty.
Yay.
So that's going to be fantastic. Really great. You know, I think after the Nutcracker, it's probably the most popular dance that we present, the most popular production that we present. So that's going to be very exciting. And then this new format that we started last December with our choir and band ensembles, Sounds of the Season. And I know that, Kate, you had some involvement in that last December.
Yes, I hosted that. I think I'm hosting that again this December.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. It's kind of a holiday pops sampler. You know, there may or may not be a Santa Claus involved. There may or may not be cookies for kids. But a really fun holiday extravaganza, I guess, is the best way you could describe it. And that's on the 19th of December. So really a lot of different things in December, all, you know, thematic and around the holidays, all family friendly, and really, you know, Locken's such a beautiful place to come to in December. And
sure.
So we're hoping people will join us for that.
Great. Well, hopefully we'll see you then. And of course, we will keep you abreast on all of these matters as they come closer to, and we will remind you of all of those. But of course, don't forget Loudon Wainwright kicks everything off. He is the very first on Friday, October the 3rd. When do tickets go on sale for this?
So great question. Tickets are on sale on the 19th next week at 9 a.m. at tickets.interlochen.org. It's great to get on there. And if there's, you know, certain performances that you really want to get, you know, in advance, do it, because things like Collage, like Loudon, some of the holiday stuff really sells very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we really highly recommend you get on there soon.
All right. Chris Gruitz, Executive Director of Interlochen Presents, thank you so much for the heads up on all this great entertainment coming our way.
No problem. Thank you, Kate.
All right. And he will keep us abreast, of course, as we said, of things as they come up. We'll remind you as they get closer. Tickets.interlochen.org.